Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
12 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. To the Mike McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. Hello again, everybody.
Well, hello. Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. How is everyone today?
Doug, it's warm for St. Louis in January. Now, it's still gray and cloudy, and it's misting.
Yeah. But it's not 10 degrees.
Progress.
When you go through an extended cold snap like that, then it gets to be 35 or 40, and you go, oh, okay, this is nice.
Tomorrow, it will be up to 60 degrees.
What?
But then the overnight temps will drop back down to, 17 or 18.
Tonight will be warm. With a low of 1 on Friday.
Ooh. Mm.
Doug, that's what they call a wide delta.
I don't necessarily need to say delta.
You going to wear shorts tomorrow, Doug?
I won't.
Boy shorts, bro.
No, I won't.
Cargos?
Probably bell bottoms.
Oh, check that. The low on Saturday is 8.
Fall time is here.
Well, hello, Joe.
I texted Joe the other day.
Did you text him after the Georgia game? What did he say? I didn't want to bother him.
I said, do you want, because you didn't have your phone at the time.
That's right.
Boy, we were really scrambling. But anyway, so I reached out to him, and he said to talk about the game. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I would imagine that's no good.
I could have stepped outside. That was bothering him.
No, I think it was the Georgia thing more than you. But yeah, certainly probably didn't help. Iggy texted me last night a list of 34 adult film stars he has requested for his trip with Biff to cover the AVN. Oh, and don't forget Gentle to cover the AVNs here. What is that? Is that 2 weeks from this weekend? Am I right? I think it is.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
Because it's the same weekend as Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah, I should have known
that. Oh, I didn't know that, or I wouldn't have gone.
So these are your interview requests?
So how do you, like, is there like a director of filth? Like one guy who runs it all that you reach out to?
No, there's Derek from LA Direct Models.
You know Derek?
I don't know Derek. I don't.
LA Direct Models has a ton of girls.
What about Spiegler girls? Those are the creme de la creme. That's the 1990 Chicago Bowl.
I mean, I've worked with Seika.
Plowhawk.
Plowhawk's
already off to a huge start.
Yeah, some I can't, like, obviously I want to talk to Riley Reid.
Right.
But she's not, I can't see that she's connected to anyone.
Mm.
Motley Girls, Spiegler, LA Direct Models.
Mm.
So I just sent her a message yesterday from her website saying, how can I line this up? Because I don't know who to go through.
They say go to Derek.
No, Derek. Derek and I were kind of on the outs, but he didn't know. But he didn't know we were on the outs. Remember when we had Joe Cassidy on?
Right, friend of the show.
And he represents her. And then after the show, we were talking on the air about we'd love to have you come into St. Louis. It'd be fun. And then I texted her after the show saying, let me know what we need to do, you know, to come in to St. Louis and hang out with us for one of our remotes.
You're our director of filth.
Right.
Well, then he sent me an email, but he sent it to me complaining about Iggy.
Third person to you.
Yeah. I guess he thought Iggy and me were two different people. You don't tell Iggy that you don't do that. If you can call me, let's discuss this, because Iggy was texting and trying to get her in town, and I handle all that.
Right.
And I just said, you know, that's our intern. Iggy's our intern. He shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah. Nice. Well done.
But it was my phone. The text from Iggy were coming from my phone, and then he called my phone and said, Kenny, can you call me? I need to talk about this Iggy.
He thought Kenny
Jesus,
and Iggy,
the same. The texts were coming from the same phone.
How would he know Kenny and Iggy are the same guy?
Clark Kent and Superman.
Well, when the Iggy texts were coming from my phone, and then he called my phone as Kenny to complain about Iggy, wouldn't you think?
Well, maybe he thinks it's like a business phone or something.
No, you know? I just told him, I said, that's our intern. He was using my phone to get her on the air, and he started texting her. He shouldn't have done that. So,
What percentage of these poor women who find themselves in the adult industry went to Hollywood to try to be a legitimate actress and said, well, I can't get a job with the Hallmark movie.
I think, I think that was, I don't know, commonplace, but certainly a healthy percentage. And I don't know when I would go back to, maybe 90s, maybe early 2000s. But I think it became an actual, as bizarre as it might sound, career choice more recently. Probably the Jenna Jameson kind of crossover mainstream thing.
And she wound up She wound up great, right?
Jenna? Sold her company for millions of dollars.
Yes, yeah, very wealthy.
I thought she had some drug issues.
She has had painkiller addictions, but she sold her company. Well, then, you know what? I stand down. I mean, if the question is if she was successful, the answer is yes.
No, but that careers, as I hear, but sometimes ends in addiction, or there are some pitfalls to it.
Timmy, right? you can answer this, but I think that has changed. I think a lot of girls are getting into it because they know if they're good at it, it's a lucrative career. If you don't mind having sex
I don't really think it is right now, though. That it was a great pod. I'm still not done with it, actually. The Butterfly Effect by John Ronson, who wrote the book, which I can't recommend enough to the audience, So You've Been Publicly Shamed, about Twitter pitchfork mafias destroying people's lives. Oh, God. It's a very depressing book, but it's an enlightening book. But he did this podcast called The Butterfly Effect, and the centerpiece of it is a gentleman's decision to aggregate adult films, put it on a site, and that essentially then had all these effects, a domino effect, I call it domino effect, but the butterfly effect on, like, you know, the entire industry, but then it trickles down into other areas of business, which is so random, and that's why it's fascinating. But anyway, I can't recall what the guy's name was, but I'm not done with it. I'm about halfway through, but he's the guy who started up Pornhub, and then that, like, destroyed the adult film industry. And then that led to a lot of girls who weren't then essentially just using adult films to promote their image to become escorts and not really shoot movies anymore because there was no money in movies anymore.
And that's
so there's money there, but there's not nearly as much as there was, for example, when Jenna Jameson was doing it.
Yeah. And I would think the top tier porn stars like Riley Reid and girls like that, I would think they're probably making $500,000 a year.
I just did a DP.
I mean, she's kind of branded off with, you know, she has her own website now, and they can make a ton of money doing feature dancing. So I would think the bottom tier, Lana Rhodes, maybe, I don't know, $100,000 a year.
Iggy, would you ever do some feature dancing for a buck?
That's a nice question.
For a buck? Well, you know what? I really don't know how to dance. I've never been a good dancer.
I don't believe that.
Never been a good. And as much as I like to dance.
What about the discos at Hedonism? How would you seduce your women?
Yeah. You were born and raised on those disco floors at Hedo.
Not just Hedo, but the Admiral and places like that.
The Admiral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like to dance, but I'm not very good. I'm like the typical white guy. You just dance around like you're fishing.
How come we can't video this show and people see that?
Can we please turn our back on racial stereotypes? I don't believe just because you're a cock you can't dance. I'll bet you're fine. I'll bet you do
it
fine.
See Danny Terrio dance?
Dance Fever?
Yeah.
Saturday nights at 6:30 on KMOV?
Gosh, yeah. Well, he could dance. He could cut the rug.
Guys, let me get this straight. Iggy was acting so aggressively toward an adult film star, her agent had to step in, and the agent is in the wrong. Thank you. That's from the 217.
I didn't want to point that out.
Well, it wasn't aggressive. I just said we'd love to. And she said on the air she'd love to come in town and sound like fun.
So
I just
wonderful
followed
Lisa
up.
Ann.
I followed up and said, we'd love to get you in town. What do we need to do?
Sure. That's what
you did. Tim, who do you think is the better performer these days, Brandy Love or Kendra Lust? That is an Insta call. That's an Insta call, Kendra Lust. I'm disappointed in the question from Sean Mahoney's dad. I think you're better.
Is that a real name, Tim?
Yeah. She was born Kendra Marie Lust.
Yeah, that's probably why they get into the business. Probably why they get chosen for the movies. Well, you got a good name for this. We'll give the part to you.
Hey, gal. Hey, gal.
Are you familiar with Kendall Caden?
Kendall Gill.
Kendall Caden?
I'm familiar with her work.
Does she have a sister? Because
Doug,
does
she have a...
How the hell would I know?
Well, we're having a conversation.
There's a girl next to her on LA Direct Models. I think her name is Casey Caden.
That's fun when the family gets in.
They look like sisters, but I don't know.
Parents are really proud of that group.
Because I really don't. I mean, half of those girls I put on the list, I don't know.
No, you couldn't.
I just went to LA Direct
Model. Yeah, a lot of names. And yet Lana Rhodes wasn't on there, and friend of the show Caden Cross wasn't on there. So
I think Lana is representing herself now, I think. I don't think she's with anybody.
Can I ask you a question, Tim? Since
I'm taking questions. Doug is not, unless it's about the sisters in the adult films.
I want you to answer this honestly, with no regard to Iggy's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But... Were you looking for a list of porn stars that Iggy was going to be interviewing?
I think that was sent to me unsolicited.
Why yeah. would you send Tim a list of who you were calling?
Well, I found it interesting, though.
Well, because I also told Tim that I needed some names he would like me to talk to.
Well, when you sent it over, you didn't include Caden and the Plowhawks guy, and I really feel like we got to get Manuel.
Well, those are just LA Direct models.
The girls you sent.
The girls I sent. Those are the ones I requested from Derek.
Well, keep Tim posted.
Why do you worry about what I sent Tim?
If people are added or subtracted, you better let Tim know right away. If he's in a meeting, he will jump out of the meeting and just go over that list.
No,
and also, 10, if I may.
11, 12, 13.
Keep going.
Francesca is looking at my text.
16, 17.
If you could CC Doug, because Doug wants to be a prize.
Especially if the sisters are involved.
Hey, I'm doing it for the show.
It looks like you're doing good prep work.
There may be some girls that Tim wants to talk to.
Let's see. Friday night, apropos of nothing, but it was a great text to get. Gentle is in. I think it's a go for the AVNs, and I was thrilled to see it. Then yesterday at 6:18. Who I've requested so far, Adriana Chechik, Alexis Texas, Doug, another coincidental name.
Right.
Dillian Harper, that's Iggy's girl. Jinx Mays. I'm not familiar. I'm familiar with that name. I can't picture who that is.
Tiny little thing.
Kendall Caden, Lexi Bell. I didn't think she was back in the game. I guess she's just girl.
Just doing girl.
Mia Malkova, Tori Black, who you and Biff have already developed a rapport with, and Tegan Presley, who for my money is just is top of the line right now in the midst of her comeback. But I said, well, what about a friend of the show, Lana Rhodes? And you said you'd go through her directly. And then I said, well, we got to get Caden Cross on since she's big time FOTS. And you know the Plowhawk wants to hear from Manuel. So I texted Caden last night and she said she is, let's see, what did she write? She's absolutely in. Let me just text Bill here real quick. Get his number.
Today I'll go to Motley Girls.
Yes, we're totally in. I said, sweet. His name is Iggy. I think you might have met him before when you were in town. He's the guy who goes to hedonism quite a bit. She said, yes, I remember. I won't remember his face at all, though, so apologize for me in advance.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
I find that hard to believe. You're a unique looking guy.
Okay.
Plus, your name is Iggy.
Hi, Iggy.
I think you're a memorable guy. Right. That's not a shot.
No, it isn't.
No, I'm looking forward to sitting down with
them. The list to Tim is a shot, because I think if anyone deserves the list, it's Biff who's paying for it. Tim isn't.
Biff will know none of these girls.
How do you know?
I can guarantee you he knows none of these girls. Okay. So he'll come up with one or two questions that he'll ask every girl, and then I'll edit those out and we'll be good.
Oh, don't say that.
Guys, this list will be soon turned over to the Las Vegas police for their missing persons list. Thank you. It's in the nice ninth floor Stiefel Hoosier.
Calling the nation all day.
Manchild 79 writes, Alexis Texas consistently disappoints your boy. That's from Manchild 79. Ward Cleaver writes, hey, Tim, why are there no African-American porn stars? Ward, that's not accurate. That's Hugh Beaumont, Doug. And that's just not accurate. I mean, I'm a year of the Ricky Lemming myself. And Lexington Steel, my God, I patterned my life after him. The man went to Syracuse and played football. Look at me.
I will say back in the earlier days, there were a lot more African-American female performers.
Might be a nice podcast.
Ebony Ayers.
Are we going to name?
XXX.
Is this Lexington Steel?
See?
Is this Lexington Steel?
So there you go. There's an update for you. Okay. Today I'll work on the Motley Girls, and then I'll go through Spiegler.
Nice. Are you going to be updating Tim's list?
Probably.
Right.
Tim hasn't given me a list yet. I just want girls.
Right,
Tim wants me to make sure that I find.
You asked him, but then you send him a list of.
If Janine is there, and I know you guys are kind of currently sideways over the sciatica in the woods of Oregon, right. I'd be interested in her. Tegan Presley, I'm just enamored with right now. Because she looks like a different human being than what she was performing 12 years ago. And she's beautiful. I think she's 32 now. And then just Caden and Manuel are friends of the show. Well, I guess Manuel's not, but he was a likable sort when I met him.
And Plowsy loves him.
And that's the Plowboy's guy.
So in a sense, he's a spirit friend of the show.
Special spirit. Plowboy, are there any other male adult film stars you'd like?
No, I can't think of any right now. And on Biff, I think Biff is probably going to do his homework the next week and a half or so. So I think he will know more than you think.
Something
if I know Biff, I know he does his show prep. So I think he'll be doing a little bit more watching some Pornhub and some X-rated videos this week to get ready for the AVNs.
Well, he had a week to work on Tori Black, and his question was favorite French fry, and if you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be?
He buckled under pressure.
Yes, yeah.
He's the Alabama field goal kicker of adult film star interviews. Guys, what happened to Riley Steele? I like her more than Doug's prison wallet. I don't understand the comparison.
I don't know.
That's from Jerry Garcia's missing finger. He had a missing finger?
I don't know. Did he?
Do you need a wallet in prison, I guess, to go to the RX and get like Twizzlers or some ramen noodles to cook in your room?
I don't think you just have the run of the place and walk about wherever you'd like. I think that's kind of the point of the prison system.
Doug, Justin in Columbia decided now is the time to strike.
All right.
And he wrote, Caden, Iggy's face is easy to remember. It's the one you see right before everything goes black. Thank you, Justin in Columbia. He strikes.
Well, no convictions yet, though, Iggy.
Doug, would you agree that Lana Rhodes has the look of an all-star, but the grit of a fourth liner?
I don't know who the gal is.
She's been on. She's kind of what I think the cat would describe as a delight.
Okay.
They're all a delight. So much so that I can never tell who, when you play a clip, who it was.
I shot like a cuckold scene with like my dad and my brother, and that was a lot of fun to shoot.
Are we sure she's not in middle school?
The one that was a little person, I remember.
Sassy Cassie.
Because
Mike Matheny and I are still sideways over it.
And there's that little flute sounder that goes, just to let you know that's the little person.
Right.
That's like the only cookies. One I could tell it apart.
I like cookies.
It wasn't like offensive cookies. At all.
No black porn stars. Has this texter never heard of BBC? My fave. That's from the White Collar Gangster. Doug, that's the British Broadcasting Channel. Is that what it is?
Company.
Is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, British Broadcasting Company.
Guys, Lana Rhodes is extremely delightful. You're right. That's from Ray King. Doug, you and Ray King were sideways while he was in the Taco Bell drive-thru yesterday for some reason, I remember.
Well, he's vile. He's really vile.
Is he friends with the White Collar Gangster? I'm trying to like put a family tree together.
I don't know.
That reminds me, Tim, I owe you a list of guests that we're working on for the podcast. There's like 70.
You interviewed Dan Patrick yesterday.
I did. Why are you sending a list? We hear it every day.
What's that?
Why are you sending a list?
We promote the ones that are on the air because that's our product.
You said yesterday who we're going to talk to a little bit later, so you're giving a list out.
Because, we're promoting it, but I don't send him a list of people I'm gunning for, especially he does own Inside STL, okay? So, in a sense, I am working for him. I'm not going to send him a list of things that outside that I'm gunning for Fox Sports Midwest.
Well, who do you think I'm doing these interviews for? Myself?
For the show.
Yes.
Biff is paying. It's not Tim.
Who runs the show? Who's the star of the show?
Lousy.
I just did a DP.
Yeah,
hey,
every
Tim,
day.
Here are the porn stars I'm going. What do you think of this list?
That was basically what I was looking for. Anything else you want to add to it?
And you know what? Now that we've discussed it, who just sent this in? I feel like they deserve credit. Timmy the Tickler, of course, Doug.
Hold on. Iggy, I'm sorry I got
to
do this.
Oh, my God, the pong might be broken. Can I put in a request for Abigail Mack and Nicole Aniston? Timmy the Tickler should get some kind of prize.
Now, Jennifer Aniston is a good guest. Now, that should be on a list.
Jennifer Aniston.
She looks great.
Doesn't she look
Globe.
More beautiful now than ever before?
Yes.
She does.
God. I looked it up right away. What did you, I think we probably already did this on the show. 48 Bills. 48 Bills.
Yeah. What is Aniston's first name?
Nicole.
Okay. I'm writing him down.
Good. You're doing a lot of interviews.
Make sure
I like
you
that. Well, I'm
going to
be there 2 days.
So Tim knows who you're looking for.
I'll update that for you, Tim.
40 interviews in 2 days?
Oh, I could do more than that.
Well, that's a lot of interviews.
So
it's a lot of questions.
If you're like Jennifer Aniston and there's suddenly a woman trying to make it in the adult industry that takes your last name, doesn't that tick you off a little? And that has to be by design.
It happened with Jolie quite a bit. Aniston, certainly you're right. Doug, who else?
Not that they're trying to take a page, you know, from Jennifer Aniston. I wouldn't put that on these wonderful women who are just trying to make it in the wholesome industry.
Right.
But if I were Jennifer Aniston, I realize there's some chick using my last name. I might be a little miffed at that, wouldn't you?
Well, you could be miffed, but you don't necessarily have a trademark on your last name.
Well, here's a
Somebody
fun fact.
Somebody else has the same name.
You got a fun fact.
Tracy Lords, that's not her real name. Her real name is like something Mandelberger or something like that.
Oh, good earner. good earner.
But she took the name Lords because her dad's favorite show was Hawaii Five-O.
Oh, he must have been proud.
That is a true story. She took her last name from Jack Lords.
Well, it's Jack Lord. I don't think it's where there's an S on it.
I don't think her last name has an S either. I think it's Tracy Lord. And then she put an S on it.
Very nice.
Doug, put an S on Vaughn.
Vaughn's.
Yes, keep Doug Vaughn's.
I don't mind that.
Guys, which gal played the cello? That's talent. Oh, yeah. That's from the Beau Weevil of Bevo Mill.
Yo-Yo Ma?
Yeah. Known for it.
It was either Jill Cassidy or Sasha Grey. Keisha Grey.
I do play the cello.
Yeah,
I do play the cello.
Yeah. And I asked about her carrying case.
I do play the cello.
I was concerned how she got it from one place to another.
Yeah. I'm a little upset Keisha won't be there because I wanted to get into
Why isn't she going?
Year of the Ricky, I'm sure.
Really?
Wow.
It's got to be because she's up for 3 or 4 awards. And she said it
still
hurts.
They broke up like 5 or 6 months ago. Doug, yeah. It's not easy.
No, I know. Boy, the year of the Ricky, that's not easy. I don't sometimes, even know what it is.
Sometimes we lose touch with these wonderful performers. Deep down are just people like us. We lose touch with that, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug, Nicole Aniston finally just did her first butt scene. That's how you know she's about to get sacked but chucks up a Hail Mary. What does that mean? Because it's a football analogy.
He's saying she's about to get fired. So she'll do
whatever she can. But I mean, they're all
pretty
much independent contractors. I don't know.
How do you know? Like, in baseball, you're like, okay, this Harrison Bader is coming up. Hey, that's the first double he's hit as a big leaguer. You know that? How would you know in the adult industry?
The cat's asking a good question. The cat's asking a
good question. That someone is doing this for. I'm amazed that you guys know so many and know all their background. It's almost like you're like the. Like a baseball
It's
authority.
A marketing thing. They're trying to get you excited to watch their movie.
So what happens?
Hey, Doug just hit the nail
so
on the
what
head.
Happens? The filth guy puts out a news release?
Well, something
the
like
that. The director of filth puts out a news release?
AVN.
What's AVN?
Video
it's
News?
It's a website. Oh, it's an... All right. And they will say, hey, this Jennifer Aniston is doing some for the first time, guys.
Yeah, or she'll
That's
do
how
it.
It's done?
How else are you going to market a movie? People have seen everything else.
I don't. That's why, again, I send Tim the list because he knows a lot of the younger stars. I don't.
You hit it harder than that.
I'm still watching the old girls.
We are pinning the lemming meter today. Pinning it.
Doug, would you like to do your first butt scene with me? Thanks, Ray King.
Who's that? Yeah, see, Ray King just got himself suspended. Where's my suspension log? Oh, here it is. Ray King has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time for being excessively vile. I'd like to thank the fine folks at Hot Shots for use of their suspension logule. The ink pen comes from parts unknown.
Hot Shots is Friday. Come on out.
Yeah, you're pretty excited about this. What do you have? What's going on Friday?
It's the Hot Shots.
So you have been asked to be a judge for the Miss Hot Shots? Is that what it is?
Yes, Miss Hot Shots 2017, they're calling it. So I guess they started the
process last
year. It's kind
of like the football season.
Yeah.
Like the Rams, we know them as the 99 Rams, but they won on January 30th, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I think there's 10 girls, 11 girls. They do, it's almost like a pageant type thing. They do a swimsuit competition.
Asked to be a judge. Who else is going to be a judge?
Jay is going to be a judge.
Jennings will be there. Is he the foot judge?
I don't know. There's not a foot portion, but I'm sure the swimsuit, they'll have shoes off.
You have a backroom casting couch, Mr. Weinstein?
No, I'll do this legitimately.
And you're just judging? You're not hosting or anything?
No.
Who's hosting?
I think...
Seacrest?
Riz and Burton, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's a big deal. Good
it
for
is.
You.
And Ken Bone is a judge.
So it's come to that.
It's come to that.
No, we still, but then, we still love Ken.
I'm not saying we don't.
Yes.
I love Iggy.
No, but
he's
you
want to
put that on there.
Jennings.
But we still love Ken.
Right.
I get where you're coming from, Kath. It's really not really big names. But the last
two are big
names.
I'm saying it from Ken's standpoint.
Right.
And, I mean, he was on Real Time with Bill Maher like 4 months ago, and now he's going to be sitting next to you Fenton.
You can get offended that I call you a lemming and that you send, because that's what we do. We make fun of stuff on the show.
Nothing you say offends me.
But people love you, and... Plowboy, and it's you guys that are the show, and so I don't think you're not
no,
a big
I think
name.
Jay
I think
Boyd,
you're I think people love to hear what you say.
No, I think
I really
Jay
do.
Boyd is smart enough to know that if he asked you, Doug, or Tim to come judge a Miss Hot Shots contest, the answer would be I got something to do. So he went to me and Jay. But also the other two are Learn and Lux. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I interviewed Lux for the podcast about a month and a half ago, and I always knew that she was good people, but she's just super cool. I've never met Learn. Learn Doug is on with John Hewlett on KSHE. Okay. And Iggy apparently tweets at her, I guess. Is that what goes on?
No,
at the same time we're on, right? How would you know these people?
Well, they start at 6.
Okay.
We start at 7.
Didn't they? Right. They did. They did a remote at Ryan Kelly's office when we were there, and
yeah,
they put Ryan put them out front near the lobby and put us in the bowels.
Right.
Although
so
I think
I got
our
to
show
meet them then they seemed like nice people.
Even though I think our show has more listeners, but that's just.
Look, we're just.
What are you going to start a radio war with King KG?
No, because I tweet them every morning to rate their classic.
Well, I think they're probably different listeners.
Yes,
we're all
totally different.
We're
listeners.
All great in our own unique, special
that
way.
Nice. Yes. God,
that's why I thought when I got into their pigskin challenge that I would have no problem because I was playing against a bunch of old stoners, and there were 740 people in this thing, and I did not win one week, but I did finish 38th overall. But
that's who their audience is: old stoners.
Daddy Padre, big phone.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah,
an old
that's
stoner.
Who our audience is. Who am I to complain?
So that's Friday. Festivities start at 9 o'clock. Come out and see some good-looking women for $1,000 first prize.
All right. Guys, I would love to hear an interview from Learn and or U-Man. That's from 314. I can tell you this. The Seamaster is trying to get Learn on. U-Man, man, he's been doing it, I think. Has he been doing it for... Because KC celebrated its 50th anniversary last year, and I don't know if he's been there from the... I can't imagine he was there from the very beginning.
He started in like 71 as a teenager.
Is that right? Wow.
Late teens. Tim's talking about a possible guest on the podcast. I think he should be immediately killed.
Mm. Oh, actually, I got a text this morning about that, so yeah, I know.
What, you texted him?
I did not.
Seamaster did.
Seamaster's on it. Iggy, please shut your slut trap. Thanks. That's from Carl Carlson. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
What is a slut trap?
Clip that off. Well, I guess this will be the last week for Learn and Lux on the air. They will fall victim to Iggy after judging 30-something cocktail waitresses covered in tattoos. That's from Doug's secret friend.
You know, I got to tell you, I like tattoos. And I know right now it's kind of a thing in the adult industry to try and find girls who don't. But I like them. But I guess a lot of people don't.
Well, if they're all over their body, then it's kind of a little much.
Yeah, I don't know.
A small one here or there is.
But like there's certain ones that everyone's going to love, like a Pontiac logo.
Yeah,
dinosaur, we've seen it.
Outline of a cartoon dinosaur.
Bonnie sure Rotten, way too many. Janine Linda Mueller, way too many.
See, I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, and I don't know why. But I know I do.
And when you look at her body, all you see is tattoos.
I don't know what that is, but all I know is I like it. Hey, guys, some creeper purporting to be your producer keeps texting pictures of a flaccid pumpkin to my show. Could you tell him to stop? That's from Learn.
Boomer Kingsley?
I don't even think Learn knows there's a show on the station.
Let's see. Ray King and I are boys, but Ray backed the F up on my human fleshlight in Doug. He's mine. White collar gangster
finds himself on the suspension log.
He's a new father.
Yeah, so what? I feel sorry for the kid if he's going to get that kind of guidance.
But he's got
collar gangster. Well, I hope she does the parenting and not this guy.
Doug,
he is vile.
What do you think of Layla London's shoulder tat? It's sexy. Thanks. That's from the St. Charles Ginger.
Who are we talking about?
Layla London. I think she retired
already.
I don't
know who that is.
If Tim likes tattoos, I like tattoos. Ink me, Daddy. That's from Butch Patrick's werewolf doll. 590 The Fan's AFC NFC Championship Party is also at Hot Shots in Fenton. It's Sunday, January 21st. Hang with 590 personalities and staffers as the party starts at 1:30, 30 minutes before kickoff of the Titans and Jaguars game, and then it goes until halftime of the Saints and Falcons game. Here are prizes that will be up for grabs: flat screen TVs, Game of Thrones live tickets, Gold Gym year membership, 2-night stay at Hollywood Casino, Blues tickets included with your AFC NFC ticket, a buffet with pizza, nachos, toasted raviolis, and unlimited Bud Family draft pints. One free raffle ticket. Party tickets are only $30 and are available at 590thefan.com or Eventbrite. Just search AFC NFC. Doug, the Blues played the Florida Panthers last night. You take a look at the numbers, nobody's playing better. And that's a team that averages about 6 or 7 goals a game.
Spirit one. Well, that's a spirit
Panthers
one.
Panthers are mediocre at best.
They play the note tough, don't they, Doug?
Well, they
Yeah, you may step down.
The Notes played like 6 games more than a couple teams and 3 or 4 more than almost everybody else.
Got a little time off now, Jack.
They get a week. They can use
Kelly Chase is going to be with us at 8:45. We'll get his perspective, brought to you by Petromart. Jakey, big mistakey, yanked last evening.
It wasn't all his fault. I know that seems like a narrative, but boy, Florida got some great shots right on top of
glorious
him.
Glorious scoring opportunities.
Right?
I didn't see much of the game.
I saw the whole game.
What were you doing, Bachelor?
No, I went and had dinner with my brother-in-law who's in town.
Where did you go?
I went to a tavern in Belleville. The Tavern Grill, I think, in Belleville.
What'd you have?
He's over there at Scott Air Force Base. I had the chicken, grilled chicken and asparagus.
Oh. And of like 17 pops.
No, I had like 7 or 8 Arnold Palmers. She kept filling up the Arnold Palmers.
Yeah, you didn't mind that?
I hit it hard. I hit it hard. You never know what I might do.
Tim, I texted you, by the way.
I just opened up my text. I was about to send a text to Seamaster and Plowboy requesting Rennie Knott's audio. I don't know if it's in there or not. Is it in there, Seamaster? You can thumbs up me if you want. No? Okay, I didn't ask for it, so that's why I was going to send a text. But anyway, and then I open up my text, and I see the cat had sent me a text letting me know he saw I, Tonya and loved it. I'll be sending you a list of movies I plan to see.
You won't let this one go for a while.
You're right. You want to know what movies I plan on seeing, don't you?
I do. Let me know if
you good. The only thing is, no, in fairness, I want him to see if he wants to add to the list.
Doug, that's the Tavern on Main. Thanks,
Land of Vengeance. That's what it was. Tavern on. Yeah, it was good.
When you walk in, do people go, ooh, Doug Ball?
No, they don't.
Murmur.
No, they don't.
They should.
Why?
You get that. People know you.
I don't get murmur.
Is Kenny there? Still? Is Kenny there?
Yes.
Is Kenny there?
Yes!
What?
Here's the problem that I have with you, boy. You want to talk how bad Hulu is and how bad Netflix is and how, like, you can't believe that they would win an award. It's just some internet company. You sound so asinine.
Like, I don't believe I ever said that, but go ahead.
You did say that, because pull up the tape on Monday then.
I think I said I don't have Hulu, but I said how can a show like Handmaid's Tale beat out Game of Thrones?
Yeah, how could it? How could a show that was made and has great writing and great acting, how could it beat out another show? I don't know. That's the dumbest question. Go watch your Judy Tenuto tapes or whatever on your VHS if you want to. Okay? Your double Gulliver's Travels crap. I'm so tired of that.
Is that it? Or do you want to hold anyone else accountable?
John hassled me when I called in about your podcast. I listened to the Dan McLaughlin one, thought it was real good.
That was really good. I enjoyed that one.
So I don't want Seymour to hassle anyone over the pod. It's just a podcast, but thank you.
But why was Seymour hassling you about enjoying Dan McLaughlin's interview with the cat on the cat chat?
Every time he posts something on Facebook or Twitter, he tagged me in it as if I hate the cat chat podcast.
No, I didn't know that was going on.
Podcast a lot. I also listened to the one with Dave Peacock, and it was really good.
Thank you, Adam. You're a gentleman.
Thank you, Adam.
Doug,
what do you want?
I got a sketchy copy of that Winston Churchill movie if you want it.
I've got one at home.
Oh, bless.
So if you want to get me your address, or no. I can get with John and get your address,
no.
And I can get you that copy of that movie.
No, thanks. I've got one at home.
Listen, I can't have sex with my wife because we just had that baby, so if you're looking to get down in the sheets.
Put him down!
I mean, get on top.
Put him down! Put him down!
Thought it was a nice offer of a movie.
I didn't even have my finger on the trigger on that one. That's on me.
Adam has been suspended.
He lulled you to sleep with podcast talk.
Been suspended a period of two days.
I got comfortable.
Time.
He's firing compliments my way. Have all the time you want.
let me sit back.
Yeah, let me sit back and blow up my narcissism.
What's the Churchill movie? What's it called?
Darkest Hour?
I want to see it.
I do, too. Tim. I'm going to save you the text, but that's on the list of movies I want. Also, that new War film that's out too. I want to see that 12 or something, 12 Alone or something.
I don't know about that one.
I want to see that one.
Ah, Doug, I understand you had asparagus. That explains
the foul
smell from my golden shower this morning. Mickey Mic Drop.
Mickey Mic Drop has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time, and frankly, I don't expect it feels very good.
SRA Strong is St. Raphael the Archangel. Better recognized, Doug. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Mic Drop. I'm doing paperwork now. I'm not really listening.
But that was yesterday, okay. If I'm not mistaken, Cal Kennedy sent me a shot of St. Gabriel's playing St. Raphael's, I guess, or maybe somebody else did.
Okay.
And it said SRA Strong, and we decided that was St. Robert America.
Yeah, that was my best guess. Turns out it's St. Raymond?
St. Raphael.
Oh, St. Raphael.
Which is very close to St. Gabriel's. Bordering parishes, but really kind of like
you know, a school that just hasn't been able to live up to the championship caliber of the decades of success of St. Gabriel's.
They play legit.
Oh, you're gonna slander St. Gabriel's again. It's gonna add. Last night, I don't know if you happened to see this. I retweeted this. Hey Tim, love the podcast. Know any way I can get my hands on a St. Gabriel's jersey for my pickup games? Thanks. So there are people wanting.
What a massive winning play that was.
Wanting to acquire St. Gabriel's
steal
merchandise
it from one of the fifth graders who's walking home from school. Boy, that would be so cool if you could just get a St. Gabe's jersey from one of the youngsters. Stop it! Stop it now!
Nobody wants a St. Kitty's jersey.
What? Probably not.
St. Gabriel's and New York Yankees.
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that it is.
This Nicole Aniston's pretty hot.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
This we call potpourri hour.
Hey, have you ever, you've coached your kids' teams. You ever wear a shirt that says coach?
No.
Do you have one?
I can't bring myself to wear it. Coach.
Why don't you wear like a suit? And like roll up the thing like Gene Hackman did.
To be honest with you, coaching is not just about teaching the kids. There's a strategic element to it. I got fake tats, barbed wire and stuff. Oh. And I wear a tank top. I let the shoulder hair flow. Yeah. I wear cargo. I just want the other coaches to know you're dealing with a
tough with
guy.
You.
Guy here.
Yeah.
Look at my tats.
You better move along if you had anything in mind today. If you're going to stir up any trouble, not with these tats.
Iggy, could you send me a list of couples that are fans of this show for Mrs. Swinghaven board member and I to review? Thanks. That's from the Swinghaven board member.
I know of three.
And who are they? The Beer Cats, the Ball Sacks,
who's Swinghavens.
Oh, the ones, but I just read them. Okay.
Yeah, those are the only three I know.
But Plowboy says the Trivers and Nipples. Is that right?
Yeah, good-looking couples.
Now, why did you say it in that way?
Yeah.
Well, they are, I mean.
Like Johnny Cash, walk the line.
So, yeah, they're good people, so are I they? Put them in the mix. I don't know if they're swingers or not. But.
You know them?
Well, one of them, and I can't keep them straight, I think Tribbers, who lives in Boys Town in Chicago.
Yes.
And sent in a picture of who is legitimately a very beautiful lass. I guess it's his wife.
Yeah, sure
they,
it is.
They really want to. Well, the Plowboy confirmed that he has seen him and her. That they want to participate in the Lisa Ann dating game. And he's really into it. And I kind of got to tell you, based on how into it he is, I would consider the Tribbers the favorites.
Really?
Yeah, I would. I would.
Well,
although I think Mrs. Wrinkled Ballsack is really into the Lisa Ann thing as well. I think the Swinghavens feel like they're seasoned veterans and should win, and they might kind of get caught off guard, kind of like Roll Tide in the first half.
Here's the problem. I still have the Swinghavens and possibly Ballsacks as the leaders over the Tribbers, and some of these other people throwing their hats in the ring.
One of these.
Here's the thing. They say how excited they are, but what about the wife? And I don't know.
Do you think there's a chance the wife's going to show up and have no idea?
The more excited the guy is, I feel like the less the wife knows about this competition.
Interesting. An indirect correlation on your graph.
Because I don't know if Tribbers has had a sit down one-on-one chit chat with the gal thinking, hey, we're going to drive 3.5 hours.
So you can participate in so a lesbian dating game.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a hard sell.
More like 5.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking Chicago to Canton, my bad. Yeah, that is about 5 hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if all the guys have, you know, thrown this out to their significant others. So it might be a smaller crowd of competitors than you think.
She hasn't said when she's coming, has she?
No, she hasn't set a date.
Or even if she's coming?
She said she will. I mean, would.
Yeah.
Now, Doug, here's another person. Acehole just said he and his wife are in, right. And she's a lovely redhead. I think I'm more focused on his mustache, though.
He looks a little like Leroy Neiman.
Raleigh Fingers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, you need a little mustache wax to make that happen, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
So they're in.
Old school.
But I got to tell you, Iggy, take a look. Look at what the word is there. Do you see there's the text already scrolled down? I can't see. They go.
Now, are these people putting in applications?
I guess so.
Well, it's kind of a faux application because we don't know that it's actually going to happen. And then we don't know that the couples will show up be part of it once it does happen.
It should be like a real world thing where they send 2 or 3 minute video to Lisa Ann discussing why they should be picked for the date. And then she decides on the three rather than having 10 couples and then they decide on the fly.
I think the more the merrier, Jack. I am pro-orgy. Well, I've made no secret of that.
You have to make sure she's interested in any of them to even make the trip here.
Well, that's why I say send game tape or footage. And then you kind of get a feel of what you're dealing with.
You want to send personal videos of yourself to guy that's doing a contest on a Hackney AM radio station, and he'll make sure that he keeps them safe.
Don't send it to us. Send it to Lisa Ann is what I was saying. Then Lisa sends us the finalists.
Let's put more layers on this just to make sure it's more cumbersome and that it never happens.
Guys, I would be totally in for this contest if my wife wouldn't divorce me for asking. Thanks. That's from Danny Tanner.
I think that's a lot of people, I think, are thinking the same thing there.
Do girlfriends count in this? I've got a little Peruvian that has a mild interest in feet. Has that ever been uttered before?
A little Peruvian. I guess girlfriends would count.
Plowboy, will you accept them in this competition?
See, here's the problem with the quote-unquote girlfriend.
I know where you're going, and I think you're right on target.
You go to a strip club, hey, you want to make $50 and have a three, and that's how you want to have a threesome with a porn star. And so you're not really dating this person, but they're more eager, the female is, and that might entice Lisa Ann, and you want it to be a fair contest. So girlfriends are fair, but I would like to see a backlog of maybe a nice weekend getaway they take into Vermont or
bunch
Florida.
You need game tape.
Yeah, I need not necessary game tape. I need proof that it's at least been 6 months to a year of dating.
Well, how are you going to know exactly how many months it's been?
Give me your Facebook and we'll check it out.
Interesting.
But it's not like everybody puts every picture on Facebook.
All the really good relationships do.
Do they?
Yeah. The ones that are successful send messages to each other over social media. Because it illustrates security in the relationship as opposed to just turning and saying, hey, I love you. Guys, we had a conversation about the MFF with Lisa Ann in the Philadelphia airport. She's into it and keeps asking me about when it will happen. Mrs. Tribbers and I are extremely horny.
You're in. Harder to believe now after that.
Please make this gala happen and no, Iggy, you can't watch. That's from Mr. Tribbers.
That's a shame.
It's going to be awkward, though, for Tribbers and the ball sacks to go heads up.
Yeah, someone's going to lose.
Somebody on the Illinois Peninsula is going to lose.
Right.
Someone on the Illinois Peninsula is going to win. Ah, yes.
Somebody.
What if she picks two or three winners and it turns into a five or seven-some?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Then we all win, sir.
Yes, then that would be hot.
Yeah, I think she's into this.
Oh, I think she is, too.
I think she'll come here if we set something up. Where do we do it? Hot Shots, Venton?
Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium of hot shots.
Pageant.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Scott Trade.
I think a 360
dome.
Rooftop.
360 rooftop.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah, Biff's Patio.
Oh, now there you go.
That's not a bad idea, Jack.
Biff's Crib.
Let's see. Does my wife have to play or will it be fun? Thanks. That's from White Market. Oh. Plowboy, we are going on 13 years of marriage. That's from the Swing Haven board member.
You're in. Like I said, I'm not accusing anybody. I would think one or two guys brings in a quote-unquote girlfriend that they forgot their first name.
I don't know. I think if you could find someone who is attractive enough that this is the one Lisa Ann picks, I would think that that's okay.
That to me is an unfair advantage. I think you need a couple that's been there through thick and thin, and not one that just picked up a random hooker.
Let's eliminate any couple at all so that this never happens. Let's not make it cumbersome.
I'm with Kat. I mean, it's just, who cares? I mean, we're doing it for Lisa to have fun and for us to do a good show. Who do we care if they pick?
Yeah, we're not
care
doing
if
it for
some
Lisa.
Stripper and some dude.
We're doing it for the show.
I think
you've got to
have some integrity with it, you know?
Integrity with this show?
Well, it could not. I don't know if Lisa Ann brought it to our attention that it's necessarily a bang session. I think she said go out for dinner and drinks and see what happens.
Here's the thing, though. I'm noticing, and I do think it's Zach, because I have met Mrs. Balsack. I get the feeling that Mr. Tribbers is being serious, and the Swing Haven board member texts in nearly as much as Mae Young's newborn hand. Which is saying something, because I feel like I need to pull Mae Young's newborn hand aside and say, we need to have an intervention.
Yeah,
you need to stop, because Doug, he is now approaching 5,000 texts into the show.
Oh,
and
God.
Like the second most is like Butch Patrick's werewolf doll at 1,300.
God.
Like, I see we have 38,102 texts, and one person is responsible for, you know, whatever that math would be. And I don't know. It's 13%. I don't know. But the point is this.
I get the sense that some of the women are actually more aggressive about this than the gentlemen. And I got to tell you something.
How do you get that sense?
Well, Scott Sprinkle Ballsack's wife clearly wants to engage in sapphic play, and I tip my cap to him for that. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And based on how much Mr. Tribbers texts about this versus his other texts into the show, in other words, he doesn't text in that often, I feel like he is really getting a positive vibe from his significant other. And then the Swing Haven board member is just, the Swing Haven board member is the St. Louis Cardinals since 2000, always there, and you can count on him.
I think there's a big difference. Now, I don't know any of these females. I know that Mrs. Ballsack, but in general, there's a difference between these girls curious at a slumber party with pillow fights and making out, rather than
so vivid.
A girl that is, you know, Lisa Ann, who's an experienced veteran who can show you a thing or two under the lights of Fenton. I mean, the pressure. To me, not all the females that are saying they are in for sapphic play might live up to the hype when you get to the real thing. I think the pressure does get to you, and Lisa Ann has seen a thing or two.
Let me put it this way. I think if the Ballsacks wind up winning and Mrs. Wrinkled Ballsack has Lisa Ann one-on-one-ish with Scott there, I think Mrs. Wrinkled Ballsack makes a move. I think Mrs. Swing Haven board member makes
that's
move.
A good read.
You think I'm right?
Yeah, of course. But I don't believe.
Of course, it's a perfect read, Tim.
And Mr. Tribbers just sent in a text that said, that's a good read, Tim. God bless Mr. Tribbers.
Now, the thing is, too, is I think Mrs. Ballsack would love it. What is Scott Sack going to do?
Yeah, I'll be the happiest guy in town.
But watch, participate, be a little timid, and I'm just going to sit over here. You two have fun.
Whatever the two want, I'm fine with, and I would imagine he would be too.
So, Plausi, would that be a cuck situation?
Oh, that's certainly a cuck situation, but, I mean, I'm with Tim. If I'm put in that situation, I'm all for the cuck. You know, I'm not always
put that
in.
Up.
But for me, in that situation, I'm all down to just kick back, you know, and let it happen.
You think Lisa Ann is going to come to Fenton and look around and say, what am I doing in L.A.? This should be the entertainment capital of the world. The bright lights of Fenton.
Or... Just a thought. We spent 45 minutes talking about the finer details of this. Maybe it never happens.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Maybe
whoa,
she's
whoa,
not really whoa, whoa, that interested in coming and whoa, having dinner whoa, whoa, with a couple whoa, whoa, whoa. From the Illinois Peninsula.
Right. Yeah, probably the most likely.
I really
scenario.
Think it's going to happen.
I do, too. I didn't think it was because I figured she'd say, yeah, my standard appearance fee is like $5,000 or something like that. I'm like, well, I'll go to Randy and see if he wants to cut a check. I can't imagine the conversation's going to go well. Mrs. Tribbers says the fact that it's a porn star will make her less timid, and she would even let me have her.
Okay.
Wow, Mr. Tribbers. Scott Sprinkled Ballsack has replied, it's going to turn into a big Nakers sex ball if the Tribbers and or the B-Sacks procure Lisa. And do you like the use of procure there?
I don't care for it.
We tight, boys. We tight. P.S. Plows is, can be the Chuck correspondent of the night at the foot of the bed.
I'm
watch
good.
Us, hashtag watch us go, bro. Don't you like that hashtag watch us go, bro?
A lot of spelling and grammatical errors.
Well, he tried to say grammatical. He tried to write Plowsy, but there was
and then
auto-correct.
The Chuck is, I think, I imagine the cuck situation.
Right, right.
And I'm good. The answer is I'm good. But I would like to hear, are we going to hear back after the Lisa Ann date or whatever, sex ball, whatever they
want
to call it.
That's your job, is to be the cuck correspondent, to get a fedora with press on the
but
side.
But is it
of
a
it?
Don't...
take your recorder and now interrupt the action and see what's going on?
Halftime interview.
I'd like to know what happens the day after, but ain't the couple going to be receptive to maybe giving...
That's got to be... That'll be in the contract. That'll be in the contract.
You have to.
Yeah. Okay. Thompson Coburn is already putting this... it's a 25-page document, and you have to sign it before you go in.
How many of our texters are texting in... can Doug and I do it as if they're a couple? It must have been 20.
I've seen a few.
Mm-hmm. These leggy blondes?
Let's see. Gabe DeArmond's going to join us. Drew Locke's returning, Doug. We'll talk about that with the Colonel.
All right.
I saw on Tiger Board somebody has Missouri now at 10-2 next year because Drew Locke's returning. Just remind them that they have Georgia and Columbia and a trip to Tuscaloosa.
1-1.
Much less trips to South Carolina, Knoxville. Gainesville, Memphis coming to town, and apparently they got some vengeance for the boys in West Lafayette. So that's coming up. And then Kelly Chase at 8:45, brought to you by Petromart. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.